The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises we never can predict. What's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft?
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number three, hour three of our radio program, and we go into the pod to talk some Dolphins and about Tyreek Hill in particular. Are you going to buy or sell Tyreek Hill, spurring the J-E-T-S suck for the D-O-L-P-H-I-N-S, the Dolphins? Because of taxes. And why don't we see more athletes factoring in the taxation of these massive contracts? And how are things working out right now in Miami for Tyreek Hill? We talk about that and more. Here it is, our number three. A hill of wisdom, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, just like next door neighbors, as we are good to the last drop, unless we're not, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and considerably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the wait, as we wait on your table. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com, We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This is a live radio show. Some people are sleeping, but it's a live radio program. You got to keep your eyes open. Keep your eye on the prize. Your eye on the prize here. And we're here with you. You're slaving away doing whatever you're doing, and we're here with you. Whether you have insomnia or you're working, whatever it might be, we're hanging out with you here for the entire hour and then another hour after that. And from what I'm told, they do not shut the doors at Fox Sports Radio. It's like a convenience store open 24/7, 365 days a year. We never close our doors, ever. And I was snooping around earlier. I walked across the hall. Now, across the hall from the Fox Sports Radio studios is the – it was a studio they used to do a rock show out of. But up until a couple years ago, it was Rush Limbaugh's guest studio when he would come to Los Angeles. He would do a show out of there. And it's always locked. No one's ever allowed in there. And the door was open. Now, Rush passed away not that long ago. And so the door was open, and I walked in. Yeah, I did. I snooped around Rush's old studio. I did. Anyway, all right, so our lead this hour coming from South Beach, the gift of content has yet again been provided by the cheetah. Cheetah, 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 cheetah. Yeah. No, it has been. Tyreek Hill is up to his old tricks in Miami. Now, if you have not heard the latest, the chapter of the day, the Tyreek Hill files, the latest gem, possibly not. So with the Jets hosting the Dolphins this weekend, the question has been asked why Tyreek Hill picked Miami as opposed to the New York / New Jersey Jets. That has popped back up. And when asked that question, he gave an honest answer. We think he was being honest. He's given a couple of different versions of this answer since he got to the Dolphins. But here is what Tyreek Hill told reporters on Monday. He said, of playing for the New York Jets, it was very close to happening. That's a quote. He said, just those state taxes, man, I had to make a grown-up decision. Close quote. Referring to the taxation in the New Jersey, New York area. So let us discuss. Now the question, you're going to buy or sell? Buy or sell Tyreek Hill spurning the Jets for the Dolphins, in part because of the taxes. So I'm going to buy this. It makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. I'm going to buy it. I've got Cousin, Vinyl Record, and Happy Days. And we will combine all of these things together. We're going to play Connect 3, and I'm going to beat your ass at Connect 3. So, first of all, Tyreek Hill woulda, shoulda, coulda been a Jet. He would have been wonderful for the New York media establishment. The weekly sermons that he gives out would have been larger with a bigger megaphone in the Gotham area. But Tyreek made a smart move here. He made a wise decision. He did. It's something that we have in common, me and Tyreek Hill. We're both very fast, and I'm more of a fast talker, but very fast and frugality. Right? Tyreek Hill is a cousin of El Chapo. His nickname is El Chipo, and I respect that, okay? I respect a man that likes to save a couple bucks. We had this guy, Sean, that called the show last hour. He was asking for advice about an engagement ring, and I told him to go to a pawn shop, and then Coop said buy a fake ripoff ring. It looks the same. Go for that. So we appreciate a deal. We like a good bargain, but going to the Dolphins and playing in Florida as opposed to New York is a no-brainer. It's a savvy move. And the reason here is it's all about the dollars and cents. It's obvious here. It's no state income tax in Florida. New Jersey has a marginal income tax of 10.7%. Now, not to give too many numbers out, because who wants to hear that on the radio? But explain it to me like I'm 5 years old. I will. So if you make more than $5 million a year, you get taxed 10.7%. So Tyreek Hill is going to make $30 million per year with the Dolphins. So doing some basic arithmetic, Mahler math, here's the way that works out. So at more than $5 million, $30 million a year, Tyreek Hill, if he had signed with the Jets or traded to the Jets and signed the contract, he would have given up in taxes, just the state income tax, $3 million per year. So if I told you you can live in a place where it's 85 degrees most days, there's palm trees, bikinis, and Mai Tais and jet skis, and you get an extra 85 or an extra $3 million, so you know, however long the contract is, that's $3 million a year, all to do the same job. He's a wide receiver. He'd be doing the same thing. It's just he's instead of wearing green, he's wearing teal. It's the only difference. No brainer. No brainer. All right, now secondly, why don't we see more athletes factoring in the taxes? So I'm glad this question was brought up. I know I brought it up to myself, but let me address this, okay? Can I do that for a second? This is something that I have asked people that work in the industry, that are agents and people that are associated with agents, liaisons to agents that I've known over the years. And the answer I get, they give me two reasons that athletes don't flock to teams in tax-friendly states. The number one answer they give me is players like to work where they're comfortable. They like to be around family and friends. And a lot of players come from California, for example, so they want to play in California because their family and friends are there. That's just the way it is. Also, guys are drowning from the dopamine, I hear, when they get these mega millions. These big contracts. And they don't factor in how much more it's going to cost them to play in a state like California or New Jersey or New York as opposed to Florida or Texas. But in fairness, since the money is Richie Rich cartoon Monopoly money, it's low on the list. You're not worried about that. You can pay $3 million a year in taxes. You're not concerned about that. And we have seen zero impact over the years from taxes affecting where the migration of free agents go. Every once in a while, there's an outlier, a one-off, like Tyreek Hill, who claims he went to Miami because of the taxes. But teams in Florida and Texas, it's not like they get better players because the players save money and they want to play in those locations. I put this right up there with that myth that the altitude in Denver, that no one can win in Denver. And I've seen the Broncos lose a bunch of games. I've seen the Rockies have never won anything there in the World Series. They've been there a couple times. And the Nuggets, same dealio there, but that's one of those legends. Like, well, yeah, the altitude, teams don't. But in this one, free agency, so, oh, why would people not want to play in Florida or Texas or a few other tax-friendly states? But the advice here, the wisdom, is that they need to go into a room with these free agents. The agents need to bring the players in and get a vinyl record out and get an old Beatles song. Taxman. Play that song, Taxman, in a loop, because the lyrics, if you hear them over and over again, will cause the player to reconsider what they are doing. All right. Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me, because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. And that's how it works. That's how it works. Don't even get into capital gains tax. Watch out on that. All right, now, final thought. How are things working out in a general sense for Tyreek in Miami? So the wellness check on Tyreek, surprisingly well. Tyreek Hill is a happy camper. He is as happy as a flea in a doghouse. I mean, it is a happy guy. The Dolphins have been feeding him like a newborn baby, 7 to 10 times per day. He's getting thrown the football. He's third in the NFL in targets, 43 of them. An average of 10.7 targets per game. Now, Tyreek leads the NFL in catches. He's tied with Stephon Diggs in that category, so he's tied for the lead. 477 receiving yards. That's number one in the NFL in receiving yards. And the Dolphins have the same record as his old teammates there, the Kansas City Chiefs. So happy days are here again. Happy days are here again. He's got the showmanship, the arrogance, the bravado, the flamboyance. He's got all of it. He's got every ounce of it. Everything is rainbows and unicorns right now. The real test will be starting soon. As Tua Tagovailoa is out, does Teddy Bridgewater find the connection with Tyreek? Now, we think Teddy would be the village idiot not to throw the ball to Tyreek 10 times a game, just like Tua was doing. And Mike McDaniel, the nerd coach there, he knows how to get star receivers the football. He has a knack for figuring that kind of thing out. Even with that said, we still anticipate the pyrotechnic show happening sooner than later for Tyreek. But right now, the honeymoon is alive and well. Alive and well. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show, also alive and well. And if you would like to be part of the program, you can join us right now. The lines are open. Abracadabra, hocus pocus, 877-99 on Fox. And if you want to join the silent majority of the Maller Militia, and you can join the fun right here, hanging out on the show, and you don't have to stay on hold. You can send a message on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Make sure to tag me in there, otherwise I won't see it. Follow me on Twitter, I won't see it. At Ben Maller, M-A-L-L-E-R, if you want to be part of the festivities, and you can join the fun. Later this hour, we have Maller's Mountain of Money. They'll be coming up a little bit later in the hour. Time now for the Maller Riddle. So would you rather hear, I'm going to put it up to the team, would you rather hear a sporty Maller Riddle or more of a music-based Maller Riddle? What do you think would be the better Maller Riddle? The staff is contemplating that right now. Roberto's going to chime
music-based.
Music. All right, we'll do music then. I'll change it up on the fly. Here's the music one. So Elton John recently stopped one of his concerts in order to blank. All right, Elton John, music legend, icon Elton John, stopped one of his recent concerts in order to blank. That is the Maller Riddle, musically based by request. The answer. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
be my name. That's my game.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It takes hardly any time to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24. And more great clues like that from Roberto, possibly, if he's selected, coming up in Maller's Mountain of Money. Just a few minutes away. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Late night drug tester writes in, reacting to the Tyreek Hill monologue, says, no matter what state Tyreek lives in and saves money, I will side with the history of pro athletes and guess he'll be broke by his 40s. Well, I hope not. Tyreek saves his money. And generations of the Hill family can live very well. Why not? Time now to pay off the Maller riddle, a music-based riddle by request. So Elton John, the legend, stopped a recent concert in order to blank. That's the question. What is the answer? Let's see. Does anyone know the answer? Go page down. Robin Vegas says Elton stopped the concert to eat his early bird dinner. It's a cheap shot. How dare you. Late night drug tester says raising Cane's delivery. The Sawman says he stopped to celebrate the elusive Raider touchdown. Yeah, people also pointed out we did not play the Raider victory autumn wind song. It's a bad job by us. We'll have to correct that. Raiders won. We play the autumn wind, my version when they win. Ferg Dog says he gulped down a Dodger dog, Elton John. Rob, the goat man in Iowa, says that Elton John stopped his concert to play Battle of the Popes with DK Metcalf. Daniel, Ohio, says to watch Aaron Judge get walked, he says. Dread Pie writes in, says that Elton John stops his concert to watch preseason hockey because hockey is the only sport worth watching. Sean in Portland, that was Eddie who hit the button. Sean in Portland says to take a Dewey. Interesting. Cowboy player going with to drain the Rocket Man. Interesting. He stopped his concert to call you, Ben. Alf says to ask for a nickname. Understandable. Unassisted says he bet the over on the Seahawk-Lion game, so he had to stop it. Joe in Okinawa writes in, says that Elton John stopped his show to Google Deshaun Watson's anaconda. Interesting. And there's a lot of these that are kind of on the edge. Many people saying to take a deuce. Fox, a guy named Fox, High Wind, says he paused his concert to take a power nap and change pants. That's what happened. Black Steve II says he stopped the concert to address ESPN's unnecessary coverage of the WNBA. Yes. No matter how much they promote it, no one's watching. They keep trying, though. I'll give them credit. Chip in the queue says the belch. Jonathan in Delaware got it right, clearly cheating. Eddie, do you have the answer, Eddie?
Yes, he needed to buy tickets to see the movie Bros.
No, that is incorrect. In fact, do we have the audio, Coop? Do we have a little clip of that audio? Let's see here. Let's see if we can play. This is from Elton John's concert Sunday night in Nashville. Music legend Elton John, he's at the piano. There's a big crowd there to see him perform, and this is what he did.
And something that makes me very happy tonight, the Braves swept the Mets.
Yeah, take that! Wow. Take that! He's trolling the Mets, Eddie! He's trolling the Mets at Elton John! It's a little taste of it there. How great is that? And
where was that concert at?
That was in Nashville. Okay. But I learned, I did not know this. You learn something new every day. Elton John has lived in Georgia for years. A huge baseball fan.
I did not know that.
Did not know that either. Loves the Atlanta Braves. Grew up, well, not even grow up, he's old, but he watched the, when he moved to Georgia, the Braves, I got to think he moved there when Bobby Cox was managing and they still had good teams in Atlanta in the 90s, probably, right? It's been over 20 years, I would think, by now.
Dodgers gave out a bobblehead of his on Friday commemorating his concert that he had at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
did you sell it on eBay?
Yeah, people would do that.
He moved to Georgia in 1991.
Oh, perfect. That's right there. The Braves were terrible in 91, but they got really good after that, right? Well, I don't remember. Were they terrible in 91?
No, 91 they made the playoffs. Oh, did they? World Series.
Oh, they were terrible in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Before my time, of course. You know, I read that on Wikipedia. I don't recall exactly when, but there you go. All right. Fun fact about Elton John. Lucas writes in, says Tyreek Hill could have 30 times the amount of commercial endorsements in New York than in Florida. I don't know about that, Lucas. Playing for the Jets. I don't see a lot of Jets in commercials and on billboards. And I've been to New York a bunch. My brother lives there, and I don't see a lot of Jets advertising stuff. Let's go to the phones, and let's say hello to Angry Bill. I guess he's called back. Hello, Angry Bill.
Yeah, how you doing, Ben?
My best friend, well, Angry Bill.
Well, I'm glad you really think so, Ben, because I really love you. But I wanted to calm you down a little bit about your Rams. Everything's okay. I listened to the game, I saw the game, and I analyzed the game for 2 hours afterwards. You have no problem whatsoever. If you can get your kicker to kick two more times, your team can score 15 points a game. Did you know that? All he has to do is kick two more times, and you got 15 points.
You've been on hold the whole night for that. That's impressive that you came up with that. Is that your new shtick? Is that your new shtickula?
Do you know in the history of football, no Super Bowl team the following year ever scored just 9 points in a game?
Is that right?
Never. Is that unbelievable?
Well, the key part of that is a Super Bowl champion. You left the champion part out because no matter what, the Rams can go 2-15 this year and they still got that trophy.
Well, that's a little bit. You've said that a couple of times that if they have some bad years now, you don't care because they won the Super Bowl.
I don't care because you guys like you look like idiots because you called me all last year.
That's why you're a loser, Ben.
You called me all last year and said Stafford's going to be a terrible. Oh my God, you and guy Rob Parker the same thing. And in the end, Stafford, Stat Padford, and all that, he won a Super Bowl. So you all were proven incorrect, and I laugh at you.
I got to go into this one subject. I'm disappointed in Tony La Russa. He's put a bad name out there for us old people. He is so pathetic, it's unbelievable. The biggest decision he makes during the course of the game when he was managing was when to change the pens. The guy is off the chain.
As the problem, he can't travel on those chartered buses and the chartered planes the limos.
You get those felt seats all wet. I mean, come on. Get this. Why in hell did they pick this guy? I don't care how old he is. He gave a bad name to us old people.
That's right, and Angry Bill, you're out there. You're busting your ass because you didn't save your money. You're busting your ass, and La Russa can't even sit on his ass for 4 hours in a dugout every night and travel around. You're out there running all over the place.
He sits 4 inches higher because it depends. It's just ridiculous. I'm glad he's gone.
Okay, all right. Go change.
I'm glad he's out of there. Oh, now, one thing I wanted to talk about, Ben. Just give me one more chance.
There's more.
One more chance, Ben.
Thank God there's more.
One more. Yeah. You know how we talk about Deweys and Tookies and going poopy and all that stuff. I think we should change it to a nicer name. And this everybody would love. You'd point to the guy next to you. I gotta go take a Giselle. That's all. Imagine how great.
Jed who fled is next. Hello, Jed. Welcome.
Man, I'm sorry. What is that, dude? Is that a real human being, dude? Is he a plant?
That guy's your neighbor. That guy's your neighbor, Jed. That guy lives in Florida. He lives across the state from you.
Doug, can you imagine the real estate agent coming to try to sell a lot or a house in between us two? You know, I mean, you got him over there just being
annoying and angry and shouting and yelling, and you on the in the corner doing whatever you're doing in the corner of the room.
Doug, you think that's what the best thing about rural backwoods Florida is? You don't have to do it in the corner. If I had to go outside and I can't urinate in 24/7 in 360 degrees, it's too crowded. It's way too crowded.
Yeah.
But here, we were talking about poop a lot, man.
Wait,
really quickly.
Wait, hold on. You love urinating outside so much. If you actually had to use a bathroom, this would be a problem for you, right? If you had to use a porcelain throne, that would be
bad. At jail, trust me, you don't want to be, you know, I mean, most people try to keep their eyes to themselves, but there's always a couple of, you know, rhymes with, you know what I'm talking about. Do they love rainbows? And you don't want to be like spinning around with your penis in your hands, fully visible to them.
Wow.
The row of bunks closest to the showers is called Peter Beach. That was kind of funny,
okay.
I thought.
All right, thank you. Go away. Jeez. Some jail humor from Jed Hooflet. Femi writes and he says, you have a brother in New York, too. How many brothers do you have? Yeah, always knew you had one in Appleton, then another you mentioned last week. Any sisters? No sisters, Femi. I have two brothers. They all grew up in California. One moved to New York. The other's in Wisconsin. And I'm the last one left. Literally, I have like hardly any relatives in California. Everyone's moved away. I don't blame them, by the way. $7 a gallon gas is getting up to again. Craziness. Do you see the new thing? They want to get rid of parking lots now in California. They think there's too much parking.
What?
They said there's too much convenient parking. So they think that's bad for the environment. So they want to get rid of parking. What are they going to come up with next?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
We saw that Jared Goff had another big day for the Lions over the weekend. And now Goff, we are told, has zoomed past Dak Prescott. He has the most passing yards for a quarterback drafted since 2015. Jared Goff, the number one pick, the much maligned number one pick, because he was a hot mess with the Rams when they had Jeff Fisher and then became okay with Sean McVay. And then the Rams couldn't wait to get rid of him. Now he goes to the Lions. He's putting up good passing yardage there in the Motor City. So Jared Goff now, because Dak has missed a few games, is now at the very top of the list when it comes to passing yards. I know you're concerned about that since 2015. It's a big, there's a stat for everything. There's an absolute statistic for everything, and my goal is to find that stat for everything. That's my goal. Right now, though, here we go. Hit that button. That's it. Right there. Hit that button. That's the one. Yep, that's it.
Mallers Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And let's play the game right now. Mallers Mountain of Money. We welcome in our contestants. And we have eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Daniel, who's in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, that's me.
Portlandia. There he is right there, hanging out.
That's me.
Large and in charge.
Huh? Yeah.
How's everything in Portland today?
Well, we just went to Taco Bell. It was great.
Yeah? Yeah. What brings you to the show? Why are you up at this hour?
Just listening to the Ben Maller show. I'm ready to go.
God bless you. All right. All right. Hold on a sec.
Right. Let's do it.
He's a man of few words. And Zach, game show whore, Zach is in Orlando. Hello, Zach. Welcome.
Hey, Ben.
You live for the game show, Zach. You live for the shows, do you not?
I mean, I love your show. I'm just driving around trying to find some gas. We got hammered by that hurricane.
Yeah, how much is gas going for right now?
It's like $3.27.
Oh, okay.
How bad is it out there? I'm flying to Orlando in like a week and a half.
If you're going to Central Florida, it's not too bad. But if you're going south, I'd watch out.
Yeah.
Just Orlando. I'm just leaving from the port.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Cool.
Yeah, you got nothing to worry about, Coop. You're fine. Yeah. All right, hold on. Hey, by the way, Eddie, you know our old friend lives in Florida. He used to work with.
Which one?
Craig Sheeman. Lives in Fort Myers.
I should check on him, shouldn't I?
You probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fort Myers got.
Wait a minute. He lives in Fort Myers?
Yeah, Fort Myers is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he lives in. Well, he lived. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Yeah, the whole. I saw the photos.
Yeah. No, that's bad. Oh, boy.
I think he's still around, though. He's doing a radio show, I think. But I don't know. I haven't heard. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody else who we used to work with texted me and said, hey, you know, Sheeman's doing a show down there in Fort Myers. Like, really? Huh, interesting. Anyway, all right, let's get to the damn game. I don't know why that popped in my head. Daniel, who do you want to partner up with? Daniel in Portland, who's enjoying the show. Do you want to play with me, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, or Kubaloop?
You know what? I'm going to take Ben. I'm over here in Portland. We don't experience hurricanes, so you know what? I'm going to pick Ben tonight.
It's a good choice. Ben approves of you picking him. He likes that you picked Ben. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
And Zach is in Orlando again. Zach, who do you want to partner up with?
I'll play with Eddie. Your clues are terrible. I'm glad he picked you.
Wow. Yeah, screw you. I hope you pay $7 a gallon for gas, you schmuck.
Wow.
Okay? I hope you can't find a gas station open. That's what I pray for right now. I'm
nice
praying.
Nice guy, Ben Maller.
Wow.
Good guy.
I'm a good guy. I'm level-headed, Eddie. I'm level-headed.
What are the
categories here? The Gwen Stefani edition?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's 53? Holy
she
crap.
She is. She just turned 53 yesterday.
So old, Eddie. 53.
She looks great.
Terrible person.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Turn your mic on, Roberto. We can't.
She looks terrible in person.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A lot of makeup?
Yeah, that worked then.
Okay.
The categories are as follows. Don't Speak, Return of Saturn, Rich Girl, and Let Me Reintroduce Myself.
All right, Daniel, you were on the air first. Which one do you want?
Rich Girl.
No, oh, that's right, my man. Who doesn't like a rich girl? Come on. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Zach, which category would you like?
Let Me Reintroduce Myself.
All right.
Okay, those are the categories. Everyone stay on hold here. We will have, in its entirety, Maller's Mountain of Money, the Gwen Stefani edition, and we will get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
After midnight, we let it all hang down on the Ben Maller Show. Join the best-kept secret on Fox Sports Radio. You can bird dog Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your fingerprints on our signature weekly features like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And let's get to the game. It is Maller's Mountain of Money. We welcome in our contestants, the teams. If you're late to the party, bad job by you. We have myself, Ben, with Daniel, a man of mystery in the Pacific Northwest. And I know I said you're in the Pacific Northwest there in Portland. Yep. Do you have a job, Daniel? Do you work at all?
Yeah, I work. You know what? Actually, Ben, I just got engaged this weekend to Jessica.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much.
There you go. All right. Wish you kids a lot of success. Hold on a second. We have Zach is with Eddie, and that's the team that's going to lose. So let's get going here. The category you picked is Rich Girl, I believe, right? Koopaloop, Rich Girl.
That is correct. Daniel picked Rich Girl. And you have 45 seconds to get through the list. We need the first and last name to get points. These athletes all married a woman who was already wealthy. 45 seconds, begin.
All right, quarterback for the Buccaneers, married to Giselle Bundchen.
Tom Brady.
Shortstop for the Yankees, he retired a couple years ago.
Derek Jeter.
Yes, star for the Miami Heat, nicknamed Flash. He's now in Hollywood.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes, star, the ace of the Houston Astros right now. He married an SI swimsuit model, played for the Tigers, pitcher, starting pitcher.
Oh, Justin Verlander.
Yes. 1990s Atlanta Braves outfielder, married to Halle Berry.
Andrew Jones.
No, married to Halle Berry. I think no blank.
1990s outfielder?
For the Braves, yes. All right. How about soccer player, married to Posh Spice? White. Ah!
David Beckham.
Too late.
It's too late.
Oh, bullshit.
Uh-oh. Oh, you can't say
it. Oh, you're disqualified.
That's the raw motion.
That's a win for Zach and
That's
Eddie.
That's the raw motion, Eddie.
What was the Braves one? Come
David,
on.
David Justice.
David Justice was married
to
Halle. Yeah, yeah.
Beat up Halle Berry.
Well, all
right. Wow.
Zach. Jeez. Zach in Orlando. Let me reintroduce myself. These athletes missed all or most of their rookie season. 100 points is the score to beat right now. 45 seconds begin.
76ers big man out of Kansas. He just became a U.S. citizen. Former Sixers guard from Australia. He cannot shoot to save his life. He's with
Ben Simmons.
Former Clipper, most famous for jumping over a car and dunking.
Blake Griffin.
Yes. Old school NBA Hall of Famer. They called him the Big Redhead out of UCLA. He's also a deadhead.
Bill Walton.
Yes, correct. NFL Cleveland Brown defensive end. He famous for a hit on a Michigan running back when he was at South Carolina.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes, former NFL running back. He was a huge bust. Number one overall pick of the Bengals out of Penn State.
I don't know.
Current running back for the Jaguars. He played with Trevor Lawrence at Clemson.
Travis Etienne.
Yes. The other one is something you don't know, I guess. So, but real, good job. Kajana Carter was the guy's name. He was a running back out of Penn State.
That's a long time ago, Eddie.
It was. Come on. But good job, Zach. Very well done.
260 points. Wow. So back over to Daniel and Ben. Daniel, would you like Don't Speak or Return of Saturn?
Return of Saturn.
Return of Saturn.
All right. These athletes are all currently 29 years old, experiencing their Saturn return.
All right.
Right now, Andrea's in her bathtub.
Wow.
And she's very happy to hear that.
Can I pick the other one?
No, you cannot.
Daniel's not into that mumbo jumbo.
45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, quarterback for the Cowboys right now. He's hurt.
Cooper Rush.
No, he's hurt. The guy hurt.
Oh, Dak Prescott.
The unibrow for the Lakers.
Oh, fucking why?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't.
I can't do that.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. The center for the Lakers. He's hurt right now.
Oh, the Lakers. Brown.
No. Running back for the Broncos. He keeps fumbling. Kupelu's having anxiety. Play for the Chargers also. All right, how about a number one pick for the Cavaliers out of UNLV from Canada who was an absolute bust in the NBA?
How about a gay Raider
that's on the Bucks now, a linebacker? Give me the name of the gay Raider. He was on the Bucks right now. Come on.
You stick!
You're terrible!
You're a loser!
I hope your wedding goes better than this!
Oh, look at you.
Because that was embarrassing.
That's out of bounds.
Is that out of bounds?
Yeah.
Oh, you wish that the wedding goes better than this.
I can't go much worse.
Well, that's not bad.
So you didn't get Anthony Bennett, who was the basketball player. Carl Nassib.
The gay Raider.
The gay Raider is on the Bucks now. What else?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
The unibrow.
How many other athletes have named the unibrow?
Not only did you lose, he cursed twice.
I know. You would. Oh, come on. Go eat a donut.
You want to run up the score, Zach? You want to run up the score on that?
Let's run it up.
We don't need to run.
We got to fill the time anyway.
We don't have to fill the time.
This is dumb.
This is what I get. I leave more time.
I worked hard on this board.
Take your medicine,
Ben. This is what I get, Eddie.
Take your medicine.
This is what I get. I do on-time Maller.
Are you ready, Zach?
I get screwed.
The category is don't speak.
I got a guy cursing.
Don't speak, Ben.
These athletes all don't like the media.
I don't like the media.
45 seconds begin.
Current quarterback of the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Brooklyn Nets guard. He refused to get vaccinated.
Kyrie Irving.
Beast mode. Running back for the Seahawks.
Marshawn Lynch.
NBA great rebounder. Crazy hairdo. Dated Madonna. Was over to the Bulls.
Oh, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Japanese American tennis player. She cited mental health and not talking to
the media. Naomi Osaka.
Oh, look at you. Former major league pitcher. He has the same name of a famous 80s country singer.
Kurt Schilling?
No.
great country singer, Kurt Schilling.
Had a famous song with Dolly Parton. There was like a chicken restaurant named after him.
The Gambler?
The Gambler,
that was a good song.
It doesn't matter. We already
won. It doesn't matter. You're a winner, and you got a golden ticket.
You're kind of a loser.
I've got three golden tickets.
Oh,
I got
look at you.
No, you can't keep them. They expire after a month.
And you beat Ben's ass.
Kenny Rogers was the answer, by the way.
I've got two, then.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers
chicken. Seinfeld.
And, Zach, it's really...
You're good at this, Keep calling in and picking me.
It's good news, bad news, Zach. The good news is you won the game. The bad news is everyone right now listening says, what a loser that guy is. Get a life.
Talking about you, Ben?
Everyone's saying, what a loser that guy is. Zach.
You're
a loser,
Ben. You're clearly terrible. That guy's right.
He was right.
Screw you.
Terrible.
All right, screw you. I'm hanging up on you. Go to hell. All right, go away. And I'm on... Hey, what's his name? Daniel. All right, next time you call... Next time you call, are you there, Daniel? Next time you call a radio show,
I'm here.
Curse again.
You can't curse, Daniel. We're not allowed
not
to say
curse,
bad words.
You
cursed twice.
So many softballs.
Yeah, well, that is true. Eddie had an easier board. Yet again,
that's
much
a bad
easier
job of him
board.
Picking the board.
That is
you should have picked better.
Those are Joe Biden softballs, right there.
That's a softball, Eddie. See that right there? He's getting political. Right there in Portland, Oregon, the man's getting political, Daniel.
Stop cursing, potty mouth.
All right. Well, Eddie, the guy's upset. He feels like the game's rigged. Yeah, your thumb on the scale. Your thumb in the pie, Eddie. It's a bad job by you.
Thumb in the pie.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a different version, Eddie. Of the, you just combine different phrases, Eddie, and that's what we'll get. But next
American Pie version.
Next week,
American Pie version.
I'm a winner.
3 minutes for the games. 3 minutes for the. We're going back to the 3 minute games. 3 minute games now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.